people in the affected areas and relief workers are now left to face the devastating health effects of a tsunami. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, most of the health problems are predictable, but their scope is not.
Sean Bowen is a very busy spokeswoman for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
Well, at the moment, we're still in the first phase of the response. We're helping people literally with the very basics, with shelter, food, drinking water, so that they don't fall sick and don't become even more vulnerable. So that's our immediate concern.
Jeffrey Copeland of Emory University, former head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says he's seen nothing of this magnitude in his 30 years in public health.
In the great flooding in 1970 in Bangladesh, the water reached a height of from 8 to 20 feet in the villages along the coast. That occurred over hours. This has occurred within seconds.
And over a far greater area. Copeland says the immediate medical challenge is dealing with lacerations and abrasions among people who survived by grabbing onto trees, branches, telephone poles.
There may be broken bones and, you know, basically trauma of a physical event like this, of being thrown against immovable structures by waves.
People will need water uncontaminated by sewage. Otherwise, they could get diarrheal diseases such as Shigella, dysentery, typhoid, cholera.
These are parts of the world where these diseases often occur naturally at a certain baseline level, even in the absence of a disaster. So a disaster like this can cause them to spread from what we refer to in public health as an endemic situation, the normal baseline situation, to an epidemic situation.
Though people often want to bury their dead quickly, the bodies don't generally present an immediate health threat. They almost never carry live infectious organisms. When they do, infection is only a threat to people who handle the bodies without gloves or masks. Vaccinations may be needed for people crowded into refugee camps. The Red Cross is assessing that now. And finally, once local and international relief workers have a chance to step back a little, Copeland says they'll look at the psychological after effects.
If you think of your worst nightmares, imagine a giant wave coming with no warning and in the middle of the day and striking down everyone that's been thing in its path. That's the kind of thing, whether you're young or old, leaves a long-standing scar. In every one of these countries, that'll be something to be dealt with for years to come.
Sean Bowen of the Red Cross says they plan to set up group workshops in hard-hit areas. They're already sponsoring therapy in Bam, Iran, devastated by an earthquake that hit a year ago. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.